Mike, your young running backs, obviously they've all gotten different opportunities. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you want to take a look at a lot of them. How hard is it to get each of these guys enough opportunities as this camp and preseason winds down?
Well, I think the obvious is you want to run the football, put the ball in their hand, but you know, the reality of it is the real challenge of being a three-down player is the pass protection and all the little things. So just very conscientious of not only rolling them in there with the play time, but, you know who they're playing with, you know, what exactly is the play selection for them. So just trying to create as much balance as you can, not only just for an evaluation, but for the opportunity for those guys to grow.
Mike, there was a period during yesterday's practice where everybody on the team in one form or another was going one-on-one. And the running backs, linebackers, O-line, D-line, defensive backs, wide receivers. And it is, beating the other guys, kind of the essence of the game. Could you talk about the importance of practicing in that one-on-one environment?
Well, it's a great fundamental and technical work. And more importantly, if you watch closely the drills, the number of reps was really high, and that was by design, because you want to get it on video, just an opportunity to teach the group, particularly the position groups, but also they get a number of shots, like just the running backs and the inside linebackers, in the pass protection drill. It's such great teaching video for our players. So, and that's training camp, because these type of drills, they kind of get lost once the season starts from a time standpoint, but at the end of the day, just like you've stated, Larry, the essence of this game is winning the one-on-one battle. So the mentality and creating that situation is very important. But to get the fundamental teaching tapes that you're able to build off of those periods is essential to their development.
Mike, with as many different guys and as many different body types that you guys have capable of playing in the slot position on offense, does that allow you to do some things differently than you have in the past with guys like Bennett, Allison? They're all so different. Does it give you more flexibility there?
It's the way you want it, because we've always trained the receivers to play all five positions. Whether it's one, two, three position. All, to be the single receiver, also coming out of the backfield. So, that's so important because matchups are critical. When you're able to just put the receiver in one position, he's always lined up away from the tight end or left and right. It's easier for the defense to take him away from you. So the ability for these guys mentally to play all the positions is critical. We're fortunate because all of our receivers have always had that ability in our time here. And then the development of what they can do best, and like you've stated, the slot receiving is so important, because especially when you're able to create matchups, when you put them in a slot, I mean, it really defines things for the pass concept, going against the defense. And it makes a pretty clear cut to the quarterback, because are they going to double him or create one on ones in other places? So, yeah, it's definitely a huge asset for us, and it's a credit to our receiver group.
Mike, is it beneficial to have 90 guys next week when you have a short week? You're trying to get the team still trying to sort things out. Is it still? I mean, are you in favor of that?
100%, I'm in favor, because from my perspective, the opportunity to coach players a week longer is what you're looking for. Because I go back to the Super Bowl year, and it took 77 players to win that Super Bowl. You don't win in this league with 53 players. We always talk about the 63, because it's the 53 plus the 10 practice squad players. And then you're probably going to be another, 10 or 15 above that, at the end of the ride. So, the opportunity to continue to coach players a week longer, I think it's a benefit to everybody. It's a benefit to the players. It's a benefit to the club, and it's definitely it makes your team better.
Yeah, And like in the past when you've had offensive linemen where you had guys, you know, competing for starting jobs, you talked about trying to get a continuity together. Obviously, you don't have that this year. You're pretty well set there. But does it also work in the secondary? Do you need continuity when in terms of your corners, or are those guys so far apart that maybe it doesn't matter?
Well, the offensive line is, you know, I think different. The fact that these guys work so close to each other in the timing, and you know, it's, you know, you talk about getting used to making the calls and so forth, and you know, these and calls in today's game are, you know, they're not really verbal; they're more visual, and they happen on the move, and you definitely have that also, you know, out there in the perimeter. But you know, it's a different challenge. So I mean, anytime you can have guys playing together, I mean, it's going to make it better. And you know, the challenge with us defensively and any defense in this league is the different personnel groups that you have to play, and you get into the matchups and so forth, and they're playing inside and outside, you know, a lot like Mike's question about the receivers. So, but yes, I mean, it definitely helps when guys can line up the same every day and play together.
Mike, is this as much flexibility as you've had in that secondary since you've been here? You've got guys that have played just about every spot available.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think the not only the flexibility, you know, that we're deep there, you know, talent-wise, and you've been watching this since, you know, May. You know, that's the way we've been practicing. So rolling all those guys in there, and you know, just trying to stay away from a bad matchup. You know, and that's what you. This game is it's so important, particularly in, you know, situational football.
Mike, how did Demarius look yesterday, and how important is that for him to get some more opportunities here before the, you know, start of the regular season?
Great, you know, great to have him back out there. So no, he looked good, and yeah, it's important, and you know, just as we talked about, I mean, it's such a competitive group, you know, and just the interchanging of personnel groups. So yeah, it's definitely important for him to be out there.
Mike, going back to Tom's question about the 90-man, did you change anything just in terms of your approach to this third preseason game because there isn't a roster cut down afterwards, or are you just still kind of, everything's still kind of the same?
No, I haven't, and I think our injury, you know, report or reflects really the way you have to move forward. So, you know, today's practice is, you know, is our heavy day, so we'll be out there about 2 hours and 40 minutes. So that's why once we get through this, it'll determine how the play time shakes out. You know, once we really – we won't know until tomorrow when training staff has the chance to get through, you know, treating all the guys and so forth. So, but, no, it hasn't changed. I mean, really, I mean, I don't think it'll ever change because it's really – the play time, the way I've always done it, is really reflective of the health of your team. I mean, you have a goal which you might want to play certain guys but at the end of the day, we got 30-plus rookies. You know, we got to create as much opportunity for these guys as we can for the evaluation.
Two more, please.
Mike, are you pretty confident that Jason Spriggs will bounce back and have a better performance this week?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's – I mean, you got to make sure when you study the tape, did you know what the line call was? Okay, so let's get that part right. So yeah, so was he wrong or wasn't he wrong? Yeah, but he'll bounce back. Yeah, I feel strongly about that. I mean, I think you gotta don't overreact to mental errors, you know, because the physical part is at the end of the day what it comes down to. So, and if we're not coordinated properly because of a mental mistake, it's gonna look bad, you know, from a physical standpoint. So. I think I feel great about Jason, so he'll be fine.
Are you looking more at Kyle Murphy at guard, or was that just out of necessity?
No, that's make sure he has the opportunity. I mean, it's the more you can do, you know, trying to increase his value as a player, and Kyle has that ability to play inside and out there at tackle. So I think Kyle's having a heck of a camp. You know, I thought he played very well against Washington also.
When Barkley was healthy the last couple of years, he was sort of that sixth lineman that came in at four different positions if there was a need for that. Is Spriggs in the same vein when it comes to guard, or would you prefer to have him just be right and left tackle and find somebody else to be the next guy up at guard?
I mean, you'd like to, you know, keep keep the player's flexibility suited to his talents. So they're all different. But at the end of the day, if you're the sixth lineman or if you're the seventh lineman up, you obviously have to have versatility to be in that position. So that's really reflects on the other guys. But, ultimately, I'd like to keep Jason at tackle, both left and right, and because that's, that's where he is best suited. But he's also, as we know, he's played guard in big games for us. So he can do that.